Tonight, the Empire State Building in New York will be lit up and visible with purple and red lighting to mark the hours during which nearly 300 girls were kidnapped from a school in Chibok in northeast Nigeria by Boko Haram militants 1 year ago today. Dozens escaped, but 219 are still missing. And today, activists are marking the anniversary by changing their slogan from "Bring Back Our Girls, Now and Alive," to "Never to be Forgotten." Michelle Fall is Nigeria Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She's with us from Lagos. And Michelle, does this mean, have people given up hope?
Not all of them, but I would say that most people I speak with do not believe that many of these girls will ever find their way home.
That's got to be devastating.
Well, as that slogan says, you know, when they told me they were changing it, it brought tears to my eyes. And the president-elect, Muhammadu Buhari, who takes power on May the 29th, also made clear the great uncertainty about the fate of these girls. He sent a message to the parents today, a statement, in which he promised that there will be a new honesty from his administration, implying they had not got that from the administration of President Goodluck Jonathan. He said, "We hear the anguish of our citizens and intend to respond accordingly." And then he said, "We do not know if the Chibok girls can be rescued. Their whereabouts remain unknown. As much as I wish to, I cannot promise that we can find them."
Well, again, a sort of devastating look at reality. And by the way, you remind us that he won the recent election. He will be replacing President Goodluck Jonathan. Do you think that's why President Jonathan lost?
I think it was one of the factors, certainly. His total failure to respond, especially in the very early days when, you know, the most important days when the girls could have been rescued, and a general failure to do anything about the security of the very, very many Nigerian citizens who've been affected not only by Boko Haram, but by violence in the middle belt of the country, where people are fighting over land, ethnic, religious issues, and as well in the south of the country. And, you know, just the general level of violence with kidnappings that occur anywhere in the country and to foreigners as well as to Nigerians.
Well, you remind us the Chibok girls, as they're called, are only a fraction of those who've been abducted or killed by Boko Haram in the last year. The group has kidnapped more than 2,000 women and girls since 2014. According to Amnesty International, UNICEF said yesterday the number of children forced to flee Boko Haram has more than doubled. There are 800,000 displaced children in Nigeria. What else are people saying today on this anniversary? There were promises from countries around the world that those girls would be found or that something would be done.
Well, it was a very strong statement today from Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani activist who has taken the cause of these girls to heart. And she said that Nigerian leaders and the international community have not done enough to help you. She was addressing the girls directly. They must do much more to help secure your release. And she urged the girls not to give up hope, not to lose courage, and promised them that they would have scholarships to continue their education when they are free.
But that is one girl, although a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Is there any sense of where the girls are?
There is none whatsoever. Everybody had hoped, especially in recent weeks, as a multinational army has driven Boko Haram from most of the major towns and villages in the northeast of Nigeria, people had hoped to have word. Some of the people who had been captured by Boko Haram have been released by the military. Some have been freed by Boko Haram themselves, and some of them have been killed. Yeah. So there have been a lot of rumors, but there is absolutely no confirmation of what has happened to those girls. There has been not a whisper.
And very briefly, Michelle Fall, is there any sense that the president-elect, Buhari, can do anything to prevent future kidnappings?
He has promised that his administration is going to do the very best it can, not only to fight Boko Haram, but to keep Nigerian citizens secure. I had one hopeful word from the brother of a 20-year-old woman who was among the students kidnapped. He said, you know, he's sort of given up hope in any kind of governmental authority. But, you know, if Buhari is promising this, well, why not? Let him have a chance. Let's see what we, you know, what he can do. And he insisted, we know our girls are alive.
Michelle Fall, Nigeria Bureau Chief for the Associated Press in Lagos, Nigeria. Michelle, thanks as always.
Thank you very much. Good day.